Kaya Biz with Kgoletho Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
An exciting conversation we have, especially if you were part of content creators, anyone who's really been a developer and a driver of creating amazing content that can be shared with the rest of the world. Well, guess what? YouTube has announced that the YouTube Next App program will be available in Nigeria and South Africa. The specific program aims to be an opportunity for local creators to take their content creation to the next level. I'm so tempted to use the lines that we hear a lot of our YouTube creators use. Hey guys, welcome to our YouTube channel. But I say that with such great respect because it's a lot of effort to build sustainable content channels. But to help unpack this partnership as well as the YouTube Next Up program, we join on the line by Zef Masote, YouTube Content Partnerships Manager. Hi Zef, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Gugu. How are you doing?
I'm keeping well, thank you, and quite excited for this conversation.
We're looking forward to it.
Indeed. And I guess first things first, right, Zef, as we well aware, there are a number of content creators that have been emerging across the continent, but YouTube has clearly paid very close attention to this on the continent, and you've now decided to support content creators. Tell us more about the YouTube Next Up program before unpacking the new element of it specific to Nigeria and South Africa.
I think you covered it quite succinctly in your opening, where YouTube Next Up program is correctly available in both Nigeria and South Africa. It really is an opportunity for our local content creators to bring their content creation to the next level. So we are looking to invest in local creators to bring their creation levels up a notch for their stuff to be improved. And we're looking for creators who are dedicated, passionate, and inspiring. So these are the three hallmarks that really should be standing out: dedication, passion, and inspiration.
Yeah, you're quite right, because it is a lot of work, right? Sharing the content, making sure that you edit the videos, broadcasting it, and of course, making sure that you build a following to support that. But help us understand how you elevate content creation. Some might say, all I need is a ring light and a camera. I could do that, but there's a lot more to it.
There's quite a bit more that goes into it, which is why, as part of the program, we do give a stipend, but I will get into that. And this stipend really goes into aiding with, you know, availing the stipend to go towards production equipment. Mm-hmm. So how the program actually works is we invest in our creators so that they are able to supercharge their careers, so that they become the world's next big YouTube superstar. So as we've gone on with time, we spend a lot of time consuming international YouTube content. Now the drive is to get our local creators to have the what with, to have the equipment, to have the gumption, to be able to tell local stories so that we elevate the narrative that comes from South Africa. We are a continent rich with heritage. I use heritage because Friday is Heritage Day. We've got a big palette of stories, of cultures that, you know, that are a melting pot, that need to be told, that need to be elevated, that need to be showcased. Mm. And YouTube Next Up program is that avenue whereby we actually elevate the production qualities of our creators.
You're quite right. And I guess that's also what we need to get into. I recall hearing my niece, she's 18 now, but at the time she was a lot younger, and she said, I want to start a YouTube channel. And I must tell you, I was those who thought, but how are you going to make this work? How is you going to monetize the content? And isn't it a lot of effort? And I think you are highlighting something so critical, because there are new careers, institutions, businesses that are being developed through content creation and curation on YouTube channels. Share with us, I guess, some stats, figures in terms of how local content creation on YouTube specifically has really been a panacea for many creatives in the market.
Well, let me first share this stat to say we are still, let me not say we are post-COVID, but we are still within the throes of lockdown. We are within the realm of the world of COVID. So within the last year, or in over the passage of time, over 250 channels in South Africa now have 100,000 subscribers, right?
Wow.
Now, you speak of how difficult it is mentally or even in reality to actually build a channel and actually get it to garner enough support. So we have over 250 channels that have over 100,000 subscribers. In Nigeria, there's over 500 channels that have 100 subscribers.
Some might say they beat us, right, population-wise, so...
Correct, but, you know, it also says that they are going out there to produce content.
Yes.
Now, this number of theirs is a 60% uplift year on year. So within the last year, Nigerians would have taken to YouTube. They would have gotten to elevating and ramping up on YouTube. So there's a lot that's to be done there. You know, I will share a small stat as to how we are doing. You spoke monetization, mm-hmm. right? There's been a 70% increase in channels making six figures in rand terms.
70%.
And this is in South Africa.
Oh my
70%.
God.
So this says it is working for those who it is working for. And in Nigeria, it's been a 100% uplift, right? Year on year of channels that are making seven-figure revenues in Naira. I know it's Naira, but the story is still the same. Mm-hmm. Once you're invested and once you are on the program and you are using the tools that are there within the YouTube platform, it can work. And what we are trying to do here is to elevate and get more creators to get into the ecosystem so that next year we are not talking of over 250 channels. We are talking 1,000 channels.
Yes.
We just want to get creators. People pick up a camera, pick up your phone, tell a story, dance. You know, there are so many things, like I say, a massive canvas from which people can get creative.
So true. And I'm loving the numbers you're sharing because I think this really is testament to the growth that we see and the demand unique South African content. And as you say, we're still in the throes of this pandemic. People have become very creative, whether it's working out, whether it's jokes, whether it's a family-orientated channel. There's a wide variety of content that we're seeing being developed. But I guess share some interesting examples which are very unique to the African continent, right? Because we do more than just watch cats all day on YouTube.
I think we do beyond watching cats. Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you this, right? What we've seen from the search trends over the last year, Northern Cape stands out, right? And the category that stands out of Northern Cape is people searching for beauty tips in the Northern Cape.
Okay.
So there are a few topics that stand out. So it's beauty, lifestyle, celebrity news and interviews, couples channels, and as well as current affairs. And current affairs, we can all imagine. Mm-hmm. We all wanted to know, and we still all want to know what is happening with COVID. So those are the topics that stand out.
This is fantastic. And I guess for anyone who's just joined our conversation, where have you been? We're really unpacking a phenomenal story about the growth that we've witnessed in South Africa and the continent, really, regarding content creation that is being shared on YouTube channels by independent South Africans, some who might or might not even have media experience, but are really finding new ways to be creative and share that creativity via content on YouTube and reach a much larger audience. As a response to this, YouTube itself is actually supporting a number of content creators through their YouTube Next App program. And this is an opportunity where selected channels and participants will participate in a week-long creator camp, receiving some funding to assist them with production equipment, training, and mentorship, among other benefits. Well, we've touched on the growth with Zef, and I think for anyone who is now going to start a YouTube channel, we certainly know that the opportunity is there. But I guess, Zef, going back to the program, we might have a lot of people who might be listening, who have started channels, or who are still keen to participate. What's the qualifying criteria or eligibility for them to participate in the program?
So first up, I need to call out that people who want to, creators who want to be part of the Next Up program, mm-hmm. need to please go on to events.withgoogle.com/nextup/. So again, events.withgoogle.com/nextup. Here we've got all the information as to what's needed. But the criteria is we are supporting, or we are looking to support, channels that have between 10,000 and 100,000 subscribers.
Okay, so you must have put in the work already. Makes sense.
You must have put in some work already, right? But again, you need to also be active. Mm-hmm. So you need to have posted, you need to have at least 3 pieces of original and native video content uploaded in the past 3 months. So we're not looking at stuff that was trending 2 years ago. It has to be fairly recent for it to qualify. The channels, and very importantly, need to be compliant with YouTube guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
There shouldn't be any strikes, so they should be in good standing with YouTube. And there are many creators that we've met over the last few weeks. Participation in other YouTube creator masterclasses also serves as a basis for acceptance into the program.
Yeah. I'm glad that you touched on that. Yeah.
So again, I just wanted to reiterate, 10 to 100,000 subscribers, mm-hmm. 3 pieces of original native content uploaded over the last 3 months, channel in good standing, and as well as being compliant with our community guidelines at YouTube.
Fantastic. I love that you've mentioned that, and I do see the website, as you said, events.withgoogle.com/nextup. Perfect.
Yes.
Indeed. Well, we see it, and I'm also seeing some of the feedback in terms of some of the international participants who took part in this. And as you say, this time around, the next edition of the YouTube Next Up contest or partnership, rather, and program is open and eligible for those in Nigeria as well as South Africa. I'm keen.
All right. So, oh, sorry. Carry on.
I'll be polite. You're my guest. Go ahead.
No, I was going to reiterate that it really is open to Nigerian creators and South African creators. We'll be selecting 20 creators between South Africa and Nigeria, and of course we are going to share 50-50. So essentially it's going to be 10 creators that are going to be coming from South Africa.
Makes sense. Okay, so it's tough. It doesn't just mean because you have the numbers and you might comply or be eligible, but you really do need to prove your case and, I guess, justify your participation.
Absolutely. And please, may I also add, part of the criteria is, you know, once you've got the qualification, there's other things that need to be done. So you need to apply, naturally. And then within that, within the entry form, creators need to post a video, and hopefully a video that they're most proud of, and one that best represents the technical production skills, their creativity, and storytelling ability. On top of that, they need to write, we call it an essay. It's a small blurb of less than 200 words where they cover one of three topics, and that's why should they be selected, how do they collaborate with other channels, as well as what their plans are for the next 2 years. So it's not across all three. You choose one of them. Why you should be selected, how do you collaborate with other channels, and plans for the next 2 years.
I like that. And Zif, these questions are so relevant because I like the second one specifically around collaboration, right? Because so often we always hear entrepreneurs saying, oh no, but it's my story, it's my idea, it's my content, I'll keep it and use it exclusively because I don't want anyone else to copy me. But there's a strong difference between copying and collaboration. Is this a key theme specifically for content creators right across the globe, not just in Africa?
It is also a key theme around the content creators that we are seeing from our local YouTubers, where they literally invite each other onto each other's channels, and that's how they elevate, or where people have multiple channels. So there's a guy who will talk about his engineering stuff, and then he will dovetail onto doing a couple's channel with his girlfriend, and the two of them come together on one channel. We see this quite a bit. There's a vertical of gaming. Gamers generally come together under one banner. So, yes, it is a theme that we are trying to, you know, improve. And in this new economy where we are trying to democratize everything, collaboration is the key theme.
Very important. If you've just joined us, we are speaking to Zef Masode. He is the YouTube Content Partnerships Manager, helping us unpack the opportunity that lies within the YouTube Next Up program that has been launched, looking to support content creators. There is a qualifying criteria. You need to have a certain number of subscribers, an active account, comply with the YouTube guidelines and regulations, and of course, make sure that you answer some of the questions that will be required for you to submit before you do apply. But Zef, as we close off, I guess what we really want to do is to make the circle bigger, right? Not only in terms of creating more content creators in South Africa, but also creating increased demand for content. Help us unpack if there's other ways and means within both South Africa and across the continent that we need to democratize access to digital content. And I know this is a very broad question because it essentially speaks to access to data, cheaper data costs, access to the right equipment, and of course, information that can be shared by various content creators. But are there engagements that YouTube and Google Africa specifically, or South Africa, might be having with some of their peers and counterparts to really and truly democratize access to digital content?
I think I will speak in broad terms without putting my foot in it, but just to say, data is an ongoing concern for all of us in the country. Mm-hmm. And this is prevalent not just in South Africa. So where the numbers are low for consumption, for creators coming on board, part of the concerns that are there front and center for creators and consumers is data costs. So as we hear conversations around 5G and opening up of spectrum, this is very interesting, and it can only bode well for our content creators. It means it's great news going forward for consumers, because let's always keep in mind that it is always about the user that we put front and center. Mm. So the user of our product, we need to remember them. And if we can create and improve access for them to be able to consume our product, it is a win. So accessibility is one of those key things that we are always keeping a mind on from a YouTube perspective.
Definitely. Thank you so much for responding to that. I know I threw in a big one there, but really appreciate your feedback and overview on this conversation. That's Zef Masode. He is the YouTube Content Partnerships Manager, helping us unpack more about the YouTube Next Up program. If you're one of those content creators in South Africa, even if you're listening from Nigeria, you can essentially participate to increase and improve your content creation skills through funding, through support, through mentorship, by actively applying to participate in the YouTube Next Up program. And quite clearly, guys, this tells us something about the future, hey? Democratizing access to content creation, media platforms, and of course, access to information. Right? Google makeup, Google anything really, and the information is quite out there. I'm tempted to say it, Bra Eddie. Thanks for joining my YouTube channel. Click subscribe and join again. Those are magic words that work for YouTube content creators.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.